Immediately after Mitt Romney condemned President Obama for a statement issued by the U.S. Embassy in Cairo, he would have been hard-pressed to find much support, even among Republicans, for his rash and ill-considered remarks. But now conservative intellectuals are circling the wagons around their presidential candidate, and to commentator Playfell Benjamin, this show of support from the proponents of American exceptionalism is a harbinger of the dangers that would be a Romney in the White House.
While most intelligent Republicans, walking oxymorons all, either remain silent or criticize Mitt Romney's vulgar opportunism in speaking out of turn and lying about President Obama's position on the attacks against American diplomats in the Mideast, in which an American ambassador was murdered, the arch-neocon ideologue Bill Kristol came out strongly in defense of Mitt. Quote, "One can question the timing and tone of Mitt Romney's statement last night," said Kristol. "One can note he wasn't as fluent and clear as he might have been at his press conference this morning. Still, the fact remains that the events of September 11, 2012 represent a big moment for the country. Romney is right to sense this and to seize on this moment as an occasion to explain the difference between his foreign policy and President Obama's. He is right to reject the counsel of the mainstream media, which is to keep quiet and give President Obama a pass. For me, this statement is proof positive that Romney is the captive of neocons. Since Mitt is as clueless about world affairs as President Bush was, the neocons will shape American foreign policy just as they did under George II after 9/11, a prospect that terrifies this writer. Kristol, who always reminds me of Daffy Duck with an attitude, is a dangerous sword rattler with a checkered past. He was the director and guiding light of the Project for a New American Century, from whence the policy wonks who beguiled George Bush into invading Iraq were hatched, and thus played a major role in egging America into war with Iraq. He was such a rabid right-wing ideologue that the New York Times gave him a column, but was forced to kick his keister to the curb after a brief tenure. Kristol is part of a group of crazed right-wing egghead policy wonks who believe a unipolar world can be shaped in America's image through the promiscuous employment of military might. I can think of no one who is considered a credible analyst of foreign affairs that has been as wrong on the big questions as Bill Kristol. His continued prominence as an intellectual on the far right testifies to their estrangement from reality. His role in promoting the Iraq War should have confined him to the sidelines for at least a generation. But here he is, talking the same silly warmongering slack, trying his best to get us into a war with the Islamic Republic of Iran, which would make the Iraq adventure look like a dress rehearsal. While we are still fighting wars he helped launch 11 years and $4 trillion ago. The truth is that Kristol was calling for an invasion of Iraq and the overthrow of Saddam Hussein during the Clinton administration. In a November 16, 1998 article published in the Weekly Standard titled How to Attack Iraq, Kristol rants, quote, "It now seems fairly certain that sometime in the next few weeks, the Clinton administration will have to strike Iraq. There are really no acceptable alternatives," end of quote. Since this was over a year before 9/11, why did Kristol consider an invasion inevitable? He tells us, quote, "Saddam's recent demand for the expulsion of U.N. weapons inspectors and for the removal of Richard Butler as head of the inspections regime is mostly a ploy to buy time. The longer the present crisis lasts, the more weeks the United States spends arguing with its allies and with Russia, the closer Saddam comes to his real objective, finally acquiring chemical and biological weapons of mass destruction and the missiles to deliver them," end of quote. It is enough to know that this crazed, warmongering, rabid American exceptionalist with grand imperialist ambitions and his ideological minions are the architects of Romney's foreign policy. To recognize that the election of Mitt Romney to the Oval Office would be an unmitigated disaster that will imperil the national security of the United States and the peace of the world. From New York City, this is Playfell Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.